You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Sulkowski. More than a dozen Syracuse residents rallied outside of John Katko's office Monday afternoon to voice their support for what they're calling a democracy reform bill. Organizer Christine Wood says H.R. 1 calls for public financing of elections in an effort to have lawmakers hear the voices of more everyday Americans.
We need campaigns that are funded by many, many voters and constituents in a district of a congressperson rather than people from across the country that are corporate CEOs that are donating because they want legislation in their special interest areas.
The program would match a citizen's donation to a candidate 6-1. The system is already in place in Seattle and New York City, which is cited as the best program in the country. Wood says part of the act addresses the accountability of elected officials.
Preventing sitting Congress members from serving on corporate boards and make sure that our elected officials have stricter set of ethics rules that they have to abide by, which at this point we desperately need.
Former Democratic congressional candidate Dana Bolter was also at the rally. Critics say the government can't afford the program, but Bolter points out that the tax reform bill cost $1.5 trillion in revenue. She says the money to enact H.R. 1 is there.
It's about our priorities. What do we choose to do with it? I personally believe that securing the integrity and health of our democracy should be priority number one.
The bill has 236 co-sponsors, all of whom are Democrats. The activists want Katko to be the first Republican to jump on as a sponsor. The bill could be voted on later this week. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.